AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus cases are averaging about 60 to 70,000 a day, about 2,000 deaths a day. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not good.
When you have that much of viral activity in a plateau, it almost invariably means that you are at risk for another spike.
Fauci is telling Americans the most important thing is to get vaccinated, no matter what vaccine it is. The White House says two new mass vaccination sites will be open in Atlanta and Cleveland, each with the ability to provide 6,000 daily coronavirus shots. The Atlanta site is Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the NFL's Falcons. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has started a push to get a big coronavirus economic relief bill through the Senate.
We need to get this done. It would be so much better if we could in a bipartisan way, but we need to get it done.
Democrats agreed to pare back emergency jobless benefits, but extend them for an extra month. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the numbers don't hold up.
Only 9% addresses the fight against the virus itself. Only 1% for the life-saving vaccinations that are ending this nightmare.
It's a sign of strengthening. The Labor Department says 379,000 jobs were added last month. A new AP NORC poll gives President Biden a 60% job approval rating. This is AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace.
It is pretty significantly higher than where President Trump was throughout his presidency, and it suggests that there are Republicans who are willing to give Joe Biden a chance, not just Democrats.
The poll gives the president a 70% approval rating for his handling of the pandemic so far. Detroit is turning down more than 6,000 doses of the newly authorized Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Mayor Mike Duggan favors shots from Pfizer and Moderna, saying the two-dose vaccines are the best. This is AP News. Britain's 99-year-old Prince Philip has been taken back to a private hospital.
Buckingham Palace says Philip has been moved to a private facility to continue his recovery after a heart procedure for a pre-existing condition at St. Bartholomew's Hospital on Wednesday. Officials say he's expected to stay at King Edward VII for a number of days. His illness comes as the royal family braces for the broadcast on Sunday of an interview conducted by Oprah Winfrey with the Sussexes, Harry and Meghan. The sit-down with America's Queen of Celebrity interviews is a chance for the couple to explain what led them to quit royal life, citing their anger over the British media. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police are searching for an unknown number of young crocodiles that escaped earlier this week from a large breeding farm in South Africa. So far, 27 crocodiles have been recaptured and another 7 had to be euthanized. Ed Donahue, AP News.